K-A-Y-T. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
This is BJ, and I would like to welcome you to our show, Just Stuff. This show is about ordinary people just like you, just like me, combining our efforts in a positive way to make our community better, one day at a time, through conversation, encouragement, resources, empowerment, and just plain talk. Remember, you are the best part of this show. Hi, everybody. This is BJ, as you just heard, with Just Stuff. And I am so glad that you are listening to us this morning. After all, like I just said, you are the best part of this show. Last week, our show focused on diabetes. This week, we are focusing on a specific facet of diabetes, and that focus is the A1C. And anyone who's a diabetic has heard that term before. And if you are a diabetic, like I just said, you have heard this term before. But what is an A1C, and what does it have to do with diabetes? My guest this morning is Mrs. Sandra Johnson from Natchitoches, Louisiana, and I will allow her to introduce herself to you. Mrs. Johnson.
Yes, good morning, BJ. Good morning, everyone. I'm Sandra Johnson. I'm a retired registered nurse. During my 45 years of nursing career, I was a critical care nurse as well as an assistant professor of nursing at Northwestern State University College of Nursing. God has indeed blessed me with an extraordinary career, and I'm glad to be here this morning.
Okay. Now, I have a few questions about the A1C. Now, when your doctor or when the doctor announces to an individual that they are diabetic, what happens to the body?
Okay. When you're given a diagnosis of diabetes, that simply means that your body is not handling or processing or metabolizing glucose. And glucose in the body is a fuel, and we get glucose from carbohydrates. So when your body is not processing that glucose, your blood sugar tends to go higher and higher because the systems in place that have to reduce that blood sugar to what it's supposed to be is not working. So, so that's what makes your blood sugar go up and also your hemoglobin A1C, which is another test.
Okay, now how does a person know that they have diabetes?
Well, usually if you when you go to the doctor and you have your annual lab test drawn, which everyone should do at least annually, get your lab work drawn. And if they test your blood sugar, which they will, and if it is elevated, the blood sugar normally should be below 126. That's the number. Mm-hmm. If it's higher than 126, then you might be a diabetic. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, it could be more than 126 because you just ate some peppermints or, you know, drank some orange juice before you came to the doctor. Of course, that would make it be a little higher. So when they find it high, they do extra testing. Mm-hmm. One of those extra tests is the hemoglobin A1C, which we just called the A1C. Mm-hmm. When that is elevated, that truly tells that you are indeed having problems with diabetes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, what did you say the glucose is?
The normal glucose should be below 126.
Okay, and you said the glucose is like a fuel.
Oh, what it is a fuel for the body.
For the body.
But let me ask the audience a question. If you have a car, how do you make your car run? What if you need? What do you need to put in your car to make it run?
Got to have gas. Got to have
gas,
fuel.
Right. So gas is a fuel to make your car run. However, if you pour that gas into your car, but something is wrong on the inside of your car, but it doesn't matter whether it's got gas in it or not, you're not going to be able to drive the car.
Okay.
Like maybe your transmission or whatever, something may be wrong with that. So you can pour the gas in, which in our bodies, that would be the glucose,
mm-hmm.
okay? We're pouring it in. It's in the foods we eat. And mm-hmm. as we pour it in, it's not working. So it can make us really sick.
Okay.
So, yes.
So everything is just kind of staying there.
Right, mm-hmm. yes. And it messes up everything in your body. It interferes with the natural processes that have to take place. And glucose in your body is very important.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to, what glucose does, it goes into the cells, and the cells use it as a fuel to be able to function the body.
Okay.
So it's very important.
Okay.
Very important.
Okay.
So, yeah, we can live with messed up glucose and everything, but you may not live long. So that's why that's very important.
Now, how does a person know that they have diabetes?
Okay, so the lab test is one thing, but there are also other tests. The fasting blood sugar is another test that they would do if they think you are diabetic.
Mm-hmm.
They'll do a fasting blood sugar. So that means you don't eat anything
mm-hmm.
from midnight until you get to the doctor to get that blood tested. Normally, your blood sugar should be 70 to 100. That's
okay.
the range if you haven't eaten anything. That's
okay.
the normal range. But if you haven't eaten anything, you go to the doctor, and he does check your blood sugar, and it's well above 126, then you possibly have diabetes.
Okay. So
yes.
are there any signs that we may notice
yes.
if we have diabetes?
Yes, and before we go on to that, the other test, I almost forgot to say it, but the other test is the A1C
okay.
that we want to talk about the most today.
Right.
The A1C should be less than 6.5.
Okay.
When a person has their A1C checked and it's like 8.8, 9, 10, way up there,
mm-hmm.
much higher than 6.5, then that's an indication that they have diabetes.
Mm-hmm. And what can happen as a result of that, saying as the A1C being elevated like that?
When the A1C is elevated, it tells the doctors and it tells us that over a 3-month period, your blood sugars have been out of range
mm-hmm.
because that's what it measures. You get that test done every 3 months, and it shows that your blood sugar has been out of range for that particular amount of time. So definitely that tells you that you are diabetic. So the A1C is very important. That's one of the things we keep track of. Once you're diagnosed with diabetes, then you will have to get your A1C checked at least every 3 months
until it's
under control. Then maybe you can go to every 4 months or every 6 months after
mm-hmm.
that. But that's what the A1C is.
So why the 3-month period specifically? Is that
specifically 3 months? Because that's how long it takes a red blood cell the A1C is testing the little red blood cells in the body. And I'm sure everyone knows what a red blood cell is if you remember back to 100 years ago when you were doing biology at school. Red blood cell is important. It carries oxygen and lots of things around in the body.
Right.
The blood, it's in the blood, and the heart pumps those red blood cells around.
Mm-hmm.
And the A1C shows that parts of that red blood cell is damaged,
mm-hmm.
and it's damaged from the glucose molecules. They kind of scratch it up.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
If you remember what sugar looks like, it looks like little crystal grains.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, when it gets in the blood like that, because glucose is sugar.
Right.
And when it gets in the blood like that, it scratches those red blood cells. And it takes, a red blood cell takes 3 months to live. So you want to test it every 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
When the red blood cells die, more are made. And so it takes from the time they are made to the end of the life of a red blood cell, which is 120 days, which is 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the physiology of it. But
right.
you don't have to really understand all of that to be able to, you know what diabetes means
right.
and what you need to do about it.
Right, right. Yeah. But then,
okay.
it lets us know that our system is being interrupted in a way
yes.
that will cause damage to our bodies.
Yes, exactly.
That.
That's
so that
exactly
means that it,
right.
Something needs to be done. It needs to be taken care
right.
of.
Right. Yes,
mm-hmm.
exactly. So when those numbers are out of line, then we know we have to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And there are lots of things we can do. But first, you might not even have any signs that you are a diabetic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you may not have signs, and you could have been a diabetic for a year, but not have the signs of it.
Okay.
But on the inside, your body is all messed up.
Yeah.
But you don't feel it, and you don't know it. So some of the signs that you might see if you have signs, frequent urination. What's frequent urination? Well, because the amount of sugar in your body, your kidneys are trying to get rid of that excess sugar
mm-hmm.
that is in your body.
Okay.
Remember, diabetes means you have too much sugar and your body can't use it.
Okay.
So the kidneys excrete it. The kidneys try to get rid of all that sugar, so it makes you run to the bathroom a lot,
okay?
You might feel thirsty. You might notice, I'm thirsty a lot. I drink a lot of water. Well, it could be because your blood sugar is too high,
mm-hmm.
and your body is pumping out water, trying to push out that blood sugar, okay? You might feel hungry. Because remember I said the cells have to have a fuel
right,
to work,
right.
which is called glucose.
Right.
So the cells don't have that glucose because it's not working properly. So it makes you feel hungry. It makes your brain says, oh, I'm not getting anything to eat. In fact, you are eating, but it's not working properly in your body. So
yes.
your brain doesn't know that. Okay, so you may feel hungry. You may feel tired and weak because you don't have enough fuel in your cells for your cells to properly metabolize. You may have vision changes. Like you might notice that your glasses are not right anymore. You have to go to the doctor and get your eyes checked. You know, your eyes are starting to change.
Mm-hmm.
That could be a sign.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Another sign that people may have that lets you know you might be diabetic is tingling and numbness in your hands. And that could be caused by many different things.
Right.
But if you ever have tingling and numbness in your hands or feet, go to the doctor and get checked.
Mm-hmm.
Because it may be from diabetes that you didn't know you had.
Right.
Okay. Another thing is slow wound healing. If you have a little scrape or scratch on your leg or you cut your finger and it just won't heal? Because it starts to heal right away. When we cut ourselves, it forms a little scab and it starts the healing process. Sometimes there's no scab. It just wants to keep bleeding. That might be a sign that there is too much sugar in your blood, mm-hmm. okay? So you might be diabetic. So those are the things you might want to look out for, okay?
Okay, that is so awakening. Now, if I have a normal blood sugar, and I think you said a normal blood sugar would be from 70
to 100. For fast.
Okay.
Right.
Now, if I have a normal blood sugar, can my A1C still be elevated?
Yes, it can. Because when you check your blood sugar, let's say you check it today, Tuesday, you check it today, and it's normal. You check it again Thursday or Friday, and it's normal. But what about last week when you weren't checking it? You could have went to something, you could have went out to eat and just ate yourself crazy. And, you know, you could have been eating all kinds of foods, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what your blood sugar was last week.
Right.
It could have been really high last week. Okay, so it's like an average. It might be low this week, but it was real high last week.
Oh, okay.
So if you check that blood sugar over a three-month period, like at the end of 3 months, you check it, you might find your A1C is elevated because it does like sort of like an average of all your blood sugars, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, you can. You can have a normal blood sugar, and your A1C can be still elevated. Yes.
My.
Just depends on when you check that blood sugar.
Mm-hmm. So how quickly can an A1C level change from normal to abnormal? And tell us again what the A1C does so we won't forget, because we're talking about a lot of things. And
we
want to know what happens with the cell rejuvenation and how the cells
mm-hmm.
are destroyed that affects our A1C.
Right.
How important
the A1C, remember, the A1C is a test to see how the sugar that we eat, which is called glucose.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about that a little bit later, about how do you know you're eating too much glucose. But the sugar that we eat, all of the sweets and pastas and all that kind of stuff that we eat, over time, over a 120-day period, it can, all of that sugar in the body can destroy the red blood cells.
Okay.
The sugar kind of chips away at it.
Okay.
And the A1C test measures that, how damaged your red blood cells are,
mm-hmm.
the hemoglobin in your red blood cells
mm-hmm.
are. That's what it's measuring. So you would have to have a lot of sugar going on in there to destroy the little red blood cells.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a very definitive test that we can do to know whether you have. So you asked how quickly can the A1C change from normal to abnormal?
Right.
It depends on how you're eating. Okay. The A1C could be normal because even though you eat things that you really shouldn't be eating, you might have little periods of times where you eat really well.
Mm-hmm.
So that sugar over that 120-day period, it's not really going to affect your little red blood cells
mm-hmm.
and cause your A1C to be elevated.
Okay.
So it can change fast. Or it might change over a slow, slow period of time. So it just depends on how you eat.
Okay, but it's just important to know that the red blood cells are being affected by this by this glucose, and we need our red blood cells for so many things.
Yes.
And when it's affected by the A1C being elevated like that, then it's affecting our entire body in some form or fashion.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, that's right.
Okay.
That's right. Even though the red blood cells are continuously being remade, you know, they don't just fall out and disappear.
Right.
Your body is continuously making new ones, but still, you know, but still, we don't we don't want to have them, you know, destroyed prematurely.
Right.
And that's what happens. Yeah.
Yeah, we need those cells. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, ma'am.
Now, what are some of the complications related to diabetes?
Okay, that's an extremely important question.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the things that can happen to us when we have diabetes and it's not checked and we've had it for years and years and years, everything in the body starts to break down.
Mm.
So in the brain, where the little delicate blood vessels are up in your brain, if the red blood cells are coated with sugar and they're trying to work through your brain to keep your brain working, because remember, the brain is the head, right?
Right.
That means it's the head of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if the brain is not working, you're pretty much done for.
Mm.
Okay, so if those blood vessels up in the brain are being scratched by that glucose on the red blood cell,
mm-hmm.
it can actually lead to a stroke.
Oh,
you can have a stroke, and that's not good at all.
My.
Okay. So maybe one day we'll talk about strokes, but that's a biggie, okay?
Yes.
Also, the same thing with the heart. You can damage the blood vessels around your heart and cause heart disease, okay? So that's another biggie. You know you need your heart to pump, so if it's not pumping, you're dead, okay?
yes. yeah.
Kidney.
Sort of a given.
Again? Those little red blood cells with all that coated sugar, damage your kidneys. The kidneys are very delicate. And then you will end up on dialysis.
Mm.
Mm.
And that was a very good analogy that the sugar in the cells scratch stuff.
Yeah.
And that's a really good analogy to what's
right.
happening.
Because
we have red blood cells all over our body.
Body, yes, mm-hmm. yes, and all that sugar in there is making them a little scratchy,
mm-hmm.
okay? Now, eyesight, inside your eye, when you go to the eye doctor, you know, he shines all those lights in there, and he's looking at the back of your eye,
mm-hmm.
and he can see the blood vessels back there, and those blood vessels can be destroyed by diabetes. So what happens when the eye blood vessels are destroyed? What happens to you? You become what? Blind. Okay? So those are the things. So that's a very important question. What are the complications?
Yes.
So, and none of us want to have a stroke. None of us want to have
Absolutely.
Dialysis or a heart attack or blind. So when we have diabetes, we need to watch what we do.
Absolutely. Boy. I know the word diabetes and I know a little about it, but just to have all of this information about the A1C is very awakening
and it helps
to me.
The more you know it, if it's broken down to you so that you can understand it,
right.
it helps you to comply with your medical regimen.
Right.
So because you understand what's going on.
Absolutely.
And I like to make things sound real scary, you know.
Yes.
So when you go home or go to your house, you say, oh, Ms. Johnson said this and said that, and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that, you know. Scare them up a little bit.
Oh, boy, it scares me up, I tell you.
Yeah, but it's true, though. I'm not making anything
well,
up. All of this.
I know.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, what are some of the treatments for diabetes? And I know diabetics that just fall off the wagon and just
because
I have a brother that's diabetic and he eats something sweet every night before he
goes to bed
of that kind of stuff adds up, but anyway
it does add up, but I'll talk to you about that in a second.
Okay,
what are the treatments for diabetes? Number one, being overweight can interfere with your blood sugar, because when you are overweight, it causes insulin resistance. That means the insulin that has to work on the blood glucose, it can't work because your body is overweight, and those fat cells that are in your body, it prevents the insulin from getting to the cell.
Oh, my.
So, yeah, so overweight is a no-no. You have to lose weight. Now, I'll talk to you about that in a minute, too. Okay, now, exercise. Exercise is good to help bring your blood sugar down. Mm-hmm. Not only does exercise help you to lose weight, but being active helps your body to utilize the glucose, because the muscles in your legs and arms, when you're doing your exercise, they use up the sugar.
Oh, okay.
So that helps to decrease your sugar. So exercise is very important.
Oh, okay.
And learn to change what we eat. Okay, we have to know what things are high in carbohydrates, because remember, carbohydrates break down to sugar in the body. So if we eat a lot of foods that have high carbohydrates, it's making more sugar in the body.
So our bread and rice and all the sandwiches that we have, processed meats and all of that.
There's one more thing that's a treatment for diabetes, and that's medication.
Mm-hmm.
If you're A1C is really high, or your blood sugar is consistently staying high, the doctor will put you on medication to help lower it on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
So medication is important. And you can control diabetes without medication, but it will take a person to be very, very self-conscious and strict about what they're eating, and normally people can't do that. So usually you will have to take medicine. Maybe not forever and ever, until you get yourself together and you learn what to do and what not to eat and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But at first, you will be put on medication.
Oh, okay.
Because remember, all kinds of things are breaking down. The longer your A1C stays elevated, your body is slowly breaking down, and we don't want a stroke, we don't want to go blind, we don't want to be on dialysis.
You are absolutely right. Yes, indeed. You are, you have answered a lot of questions, and I hope that our listening audience will pay attention. And if there's anyone out there who is diabetic, I hope that it has shaken your mind so that you can be more regimented about taking care of yourself, you know, because it has awakened me. And I just thank you so much, Mrs. Johnson, for this wealth of information on the A1C and on diabetes. And we just want to have you back again, because your information is so well received. And I thank you so much for being with us today on Just Stuff. Thank you again so very much.
Okay. You're welcome.
Okay, everybody, this is Just Stuff. We have presented this show to you today, so join us again next Tuesday at 11 o'clock on KAYT-FM for Just Stuff. God bless. Screaming name.
say